Short-term memory loss. It runs in my family. At least I think it does. Where are they?
Dory, there you are!
Guys!
Look out!
Ah!
Oh, look at this.
Our friend got taken into whatever this place is.
It's a fish hospital.
I feel fantastic!
Listen!
Dude. Little clip from Finding Dory that opened on Friday, and as of yesterday, the estimated total for the weekend will be $136.2 million. The record breaker for the top animated film thus far was Shrek the Third. It took in $121 million. So Finding Dory has easily broken the record for the biggest animated film debut of all time. It'll certainly go on to be one of the biggest films of the year. I gave it a Dean's List A. I really, really enjoyed it. It's a very sweet story. It's fun. It's exciting. It's animated so well. I was so impressed, and normally I am not, by the voice actors in an animated film. I usually feel like, you know, pretty much anybody, you know, anybody who's reasonably talented could go in and do the voice work on this film. But I think this is an exceptional group that they have doing the voices, headed up by Ellen DeGeneres as Dory, who we're going to hear in just a moment, and Ed O'Neill, who also does one of the voices in the movie. But I was especially delighted when I learned that the young actor who was chosen out of thousands of young actors to be the voice of Nemo in the film was an 11-year-old sixth grader from Aurora, Illinois, by the name of Hayden Rowlands. I talked to him on our WGN TV morning news the other day, and we talked about what a big deal this was for him.
Yeah, I guess it is.
It is. It very definitely is. And I was especially delighted when I heard that you were from Aurora, Illinois. So how does somebody from Aurora, Illinois get to be the voice of, you know, maybe one of the most famous fish of all time?
Well, what happened was I had started acting a little bit more than I was before, and then I got a script from Pixar, and I just watched the movie, then I practiced my lines, then I watched the movie, then I practiced my lines, and I did that over and over again. And then eventually I was just able to make my voice sort of sound like Nemo, I guess, because...
Based on the original movie, because it was a different actor, obviously, who did it in 2003 when the original came out. Completely different. So you just went through the full audition process, right? So that's what it sounds like, right? And got really lucky. So what's it like? I mean, what's the actual process like when you're in a little recording studio, I guess, and doing the voices, but as I understand it, not with the other characters, right?
Yes. Well, it's very fun doing it with, like, just Andrew and Lindsay and everybody, but sometimes it's a bit hard because I'm not able to, like, say anything, at the times that I'm supposed to be saying, and it's sort of hard to just try to make my voice sound like I'm sort of talking to somebody when I'm not talking to anybody.
Right, you're in a little, probably in a room by yourself, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
But the director is, you know, telling you do this, do it over again, do it this way, do it that way. Is that the way that it works?
Yes, that's pretty. You pretty much covered it.
Yeah, so that's got to be different. Did you have any encounters at all with Ellen DeGeneres and Albert Brooks?
Yes, one time before the premiere, I met Ellen and Albert. Just right after my recording, because their recording was either, like, before or after mine was.
Yeah. That's always so funny to me in these animated movies that the actors rarely see each other. They might run into each other in the hallway, it sounds like, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
Pretty much, but it's got to be so fun for you, right?
Yeah, it's very fun.
So what does an 11-year-old from Aurora do when he's not being the most famous fish in the world?
Well, I like acting, if that isn't evident already. I like playing outside with my friends. I like playing golf. I like swimming and just doing regular kid things.
Yeah, really nice young man. 11 years old. He just got done with the sixth grade at the Still Middle School in Aurora. Really delightful to meet Hayden Rowlands, to meet his mom, Really very, very nice people, and couldn't be happier for them. The star of this movie, though, Ellen DeGeneres, her role in this film, grew in the first film in 2003 in Finding Nemo. She was just a side character, but one that really, touched everyone's heart and was funny, and they decided to base it on that character. And it's been, pretty interesting for Ellen DeGeneres since 2003 when this movie, when the original movie first came out. She had just wrapped up two sitcoms. She had, to much controversy back in 2003, had just come out. She is just starting this brand new talk show that, she wasn't sure if it was going to last. Nobody was sure if Ellen DeGeneres, would be able to pull off being a daytime TV host. Turns out that she is, one of the top daytime TV hosts now and has won award after award after award. So it's been a pretty interesting, 13 years for Ellen DeGeneres. We sat down with her and also Ed O'Neill, who from Modern Family, who also plays one of the voices in the film. He's the octopus in the movie, for those who have seen it. I think the octopus's name is Hank, if I'm remembering correctly. But he also did an amazing job. So when I sat down with them last weekend in Los Angeles, I wondered, for Ellen in particular, what it was like getting back into this character after such a long time.
That wasn't the hard part. I think it was a more personal journey for Dory. So before, she was just kind of like the sidekick and trying to help Marlin and Nemo. And this time it was all about her finding her home. And so there was a lot of emotion to it, as you know. I mean, it's a very funny and very beautiful film, but there's a moment in there that's really touching, you know? So it was really fun to play the character on a more complex level emotionally.
Was it kind of a personal ride for you as well? Because when Nemo came out, it was really like the beginning of the talk show.
Yeah.
The beginning of so much for you, right?
Yeah. And now it's a whole different part in my life. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ed, how about you being part of something like this, like getting on a runaway freight train? This is such a big franchise, right?
Yeah, because I didn't realize what it was at the beginning. I thought it was a cameo. And then they just kept calling me back.
He was paid by the hour.
I was paid by the session.
That's right.
But at any rate, I finally, happily, decided that, this is one of those good roles, And so I was thrilled because, Pixar is so great and Nemo was so great and all my stuff was with her and I couldn't have been happier.
Isn't it amazing that, for all the nuanced layers of this film and all there is to talk about in this film, that all anyone is talking about right now is the scene of the two women in the trailer?
Is that all anybody's? I hope it's not all anybody's.
That's a lot of what a lot of people are talking about now.
It's so funny because I heard the rumor and I'm like, I didn't notice that, And so then I looked for it. And it's just it's two women and one woman has short hair. I just, maybe their husbands were off getting ice cream or something,
Right.
She just happens to have short hair. And maybe it is a lesbian couple. I don't know what it is, but I just don't think you should assume every woman with short hair is a lesbian.
Right.
The rule there is that.
Yeah, exactly right. But interesting that that's still such a focal point.
Yeah, because it would be a big deal. I mean, if it is intentional, I think it would be a huge deal for the first time to actually... But it's not like it's showcased. It's like there are people walking all over the park.
It's a blink
everywhere.
Of an eye, really.
I know.
Right?
Yeah. But, whoever started that, I guess it got a conversation going.
Yeah. Are you consciously aware of what a contribution, it's Pride Month, what a contribution that you've made and how easy you've made people's lives by just being open and frank and honest and compassionate and caring?
Did you call me Frank?
Short hair.
I don't think about it. I think of myself as a human being first and foremost. Then I think of myself as a woman, and then I'm sometimes I'm reminded that I'm gay. But I don't really think about that. But I do. I'm highly aware that my talk show brings lots of people together, and I have a lot of fans that are from all walks of life, and I'm proud of that.
Yeah, she really has made an amazing contribution. for everyone on that issue. She's made it a non-issue, which is the way it should be.